Lawn, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, SmartSkin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are investigating the city's latest homicide. Police say 55-year-old Kenneth Sanders was shot and killed in the 200 block of Conley Circle Sunday night. Right now, no arrests have been made in the case. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Pike County authorities have made an arrest in connection to last week's deadly gas station robbery in Brundage. Leon Flowers is charged with murder and the death of Neil Kumar. Flowers is in the Pike County Jail without bond. And Aaliyah Marine Patrol makes an arrest in the deadly boat accident on Lake Jordan on the 4th of July. 41-year-old Damian Bruno is charged with 2 counts of murder, 2 counts of assault, and boating under the influence. 2 people died in this crash. 5 others were injured. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online. RileyManningPainting.com.
On your TV, a scary movie. Maybe too scary. Time to compensate. Where's your phone? You need puppies. Lots of puppies. Much better. A handful of cute and a screen full of scary. Perfect harmony from a perfect bundle from Wow. Super fast internet, your favorite TV channels, all for just $64.99 per month. Go to wowway.com and get yours today. Offer for new customers invalid for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing, equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Insult?
Your mama don't dance and
don't
your daddy
so?
Don't rock and roll.
No.
When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go?
Maybe she was just Baptist.
Maybe she liked jazz. Can't dance to jazz.
Oh, you can.
Not well.
Speak for yourself there, big boy.
Hey now. Big boy.
I don't want to see. Oh, someone told me I need to play that more.
What the?
The big boy clip.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Push your trash when I never had an ad, big boy. You are a big boy, buddy. Get your guns out. You don't have anything to back you, buddy, but your mouth. You got the mic. Hey, you're the big boy. Put them on.
And you've got your law degree. Can you do something by yourself, big boy?
Woo! Woo-hoo! You finished yet?
Yes.
Big boy. You finished yet?
Son finds dead baby in mother's freezer after she dies of cancer. That was a headline I couldn't avoid clicking on.
There's a lot to unpack there, Baron.
Hold up. I was not ready for that.
I saw that headline and I thought, yes, please. I have to click that. I'm sorry. I have to click that. Son finds dead baby in mother's freezer after she dies of cancer. Now, I'll say this. My mother.
Who among us?
You know, when my mama died of cancer, I went to the freezer, and you know what I found? Dead baby.
Well, who hasn't?
Exactly.
Just one?
My mother's still alive, so I've not yet looked at her freezer.
Well, just wait.
Mom's some kind of amateur, only one.
Days after his mother's death, a man in St. Louis made a gruesome discovery when he opened a wrapped box that he says had been in the freezer since he was a kid.
Adam Smith, no relation to the author of The Wealth of Nations, Adam Smith. Adam Smith had been living in his family's St. Louis apartment while taking care of his mother, who recently died of cancer. Says his mother kept a wrapped box inside the freezer for decades.
No one ever asked.
Dave, that's Mom, exactly where I'm going.
Mom, what's in that box we keep at the back of the fridge? Don't look in there.
Don't look in the box. What's in the box?
What's in the box? Tell me what's in the box. California, stay away from here. John Doe has the upper hand.
Smith says mother kept a wrapped box inside the freezer for decades. She told him to stay away from it as a kid. After she died, he decided to open the box late Saturday night.
And he like, what kid, when you say, don't look in there.
Don't touch it.
I mean, the very first thing that they do is, like, unwrap that box.
All right, you want me to go out on a limb here? I'm just speculating. If this was a movie, here's how I would write it. I'm not saying this is what happened. I'm saying a cooler movie would be thusly. It's the guy's box.
Uh-huh.
He put it in the freezer.
Oh, no.
Blame it on the mama.
Blame it on mom after she dies of cancer. I don't know what she did. My mom must be a murderer.
Box has been in there forever. forever.
Sir, I was tree when I first saw it. Mom said don't touch it. I don't touch it.
Living in his family's apartment.
Correct.
So they lived in the same apartment, or did the box move with them?
I don't know. And not only that, the power never went off? You know what I mean? When the power goes off, I throw out the steaks.
Right. And it takes a lot for me to throw out steaks.
I don't keep the dead baby in there, too. She got to go, too. There was a pink baby blanket. When I reached down and touched it, I could feel a foot. I could see the baby's head with hair. Hair was still attached to it, smooth. I just am not buying this story.
Okay.
Who fell for this story? Where did this come from?
His story was he never touched it because he thought it was frozen wedding cake.
No mention of dad or a husband.
No. Story came from...
But I thought it was frozen wedding cake. My mom had a lot of weddings. Maybe that was the one she liked. Hey, remember her fifth husband, Freddie?
Said that it was...
Freddie the squirrel?
Freddie from... it's a WSFA story. Dateline St. Louis.
Well, yeah.
CNN.
Yeah.
CNN.
St. Louis.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say that there's a lot of holes in this story.
Yeah. The police said, who absolutely keeps their own child in a box for this long and never talks about it? I just have so many questions. It's just insane.
No mention if they're going to look into if the story could be true or not.
Yeah.
Like, does the guy have siblings? Do you ever see the box?
Well, he says he remembers one time his mom speaking about losing a child at birth. And claims a relative recently told him his mother gave birth to twins but lost one at birth and gave the other up for adoption.
Hmm.
But I don't believe that.
But just kept the dead body?
No, that is not how it works. I'm not as experienced as Baron. I'm twice experienced as Dave.
Yeah.
But like when you have a baby,
yeah,
if, God forbid, it were to be stillborn, it ain't like, okay, I got this. No, that ain't how it works.
No, they call in a funeral home just like every other body.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
I ain't buying that.
I'm not buying it
all
either, but I'm just saying when WSFA, I'm giving them kudos. When you put that headline on the website,
I'm going to click.
I'm clicking it. I'm a simple man. I see dead babies in freezers. I click.
That's good clickbait. That's good clickbait.
That was great clickbait. That's the only reason I covered this story. Is to tell them, I need more of this in my life, WSFA. Less liberalism and city release talking points. More dead babies in freezers.
Yeah.
Because this is what I come for.
Or like, you remember the story about the guy at the Home Depot that went in the bathroom and said, I'm fixing to blow this mother up, and they called in a bomb threat?
Yeah.
Those are the stories we need.
I am here for the, I'm going to blow this toilet up.
Well.
You ever blown up a toilet?
Not with explosives.
I'll say this.
Actually, you know what? Honest to God, I have.
On purpose?
Metallic potassium. Do you know what metallic potassium does when you put it in water?
I know what Metallica is.
Not Metallica. Metallic potassium, when you put it in water, it ignites.
It has a...
You take
An exothermic reaction?
You take, like, I'm talking like a...
Chemistry, 11th grade.
A gram and drop it in a beaker.
Well, we got to talk about grams.
And it'll shoot. I'm talking a small amount. It'll shoot a flame about 10 inches high.
Gram can be a big amount.
Well, in As a senior in high school, we had our biology teacher was out on maternity leave.
Yeah.
And we had a substitute science teacher.
All right.
And I convinced her, or no, I mean, someone convinced her, yeah, Miss Moncrief, I mean, Miss McWater, she lets us go in the lab and play. And she's like, okay. So somebody went in and got a whole tube. Now, I'm talking a gram shoots a flame about 10 inches high.
Yeah.
I got a log about as big as a cow pellet.
All right.
Somebody convinced Jamie Clausen
somebody
to throw it in the toilet.
Oh,
during class break,
and
it just dropped in the water and it didn't do anything.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, well, or somebody was like, you know, I don't know, maybe it's too much, you know, metal for the water or something. All of a sudden, it looked like a scene from a movie. There was a funnel of fire the size of an oblong toilet that shot up. It hit the ceiling and was dividing. It was so bad.
This is not fun to claim.
The sad part is there was a guy in the stall beside us. Heath Russell was in the stall beside us. I mean, somebody in Jamie Clausen. And I said, flush it, Clausen, flush it, Clausen. He reaches over, and as soon as he pulls the handle, it explodes. I'm talking boom. And, I mean, the entire room fills with smoke.
So when I asked...
Heath Russell, I don't know. He, had a heart attack.
When I asked you, have you ever blown up a toilet, and you stopped and thought, you had forgotten this story?
No, it just came to me.
Because the closest I'd come is we'd watched a Simpsons episode where he took an M80 and flushed it and blew up the toilet. And so we tried that. It didn't work.
Literally, honestly, have blown up a toilet in multiple ways, but that's one way. But when we ran out of the hall, it was, you know, 100 kids in the hallway. Nobody was moving. No, I mean, it was the loudest, but it sounded like a bomb had gone off.
You'd probably be arrested and put under the jail today.
Yeah. Well,
explains the state of those Hooper bathrooms. You know, I used to be a substitute teacher over there, and my wife went there, and I told her that if I could change anything about Hooper, it would be the bathrooms.
They stink, man.
They did. I don't know if they still do. That was almost 20 years ago.
Oh, they do.
I mean, have they changed in 20 years?
No, it's the exact same bathroom.
Oh, okay. Well, then they probably...
20? Try 40.
Well, no, but I'm saying I was there like 2001, 2-ish, right in that range.
Yeah. No,
so that was like 18 years ago.
They still have that exact same odor. Always have.
Oh, then you need to blow up more of them, frankly. Can we get some more potassium nitrate or whatever you were just talking about?
Metallic potassium.
Metallic potassium. What's potassium nitrate? That's what you blow up Oklahoma City building with, right?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not a bomb expert.
No, that was ammonium nitrate.
Yeah, there you go.
Ammonium nitrate. But let's do this. Take a break. 272-9228 if you want to get in. New Look Decorating. My friends over at New Look Decorating have an offer for you. If you'll come in, they'll let you talk to their two designers they keep on staff just for your pleasure, just for your benefit. You don't have to have an ugly house. Well, you can. It's your call. You know, if you want to paint your room black and red and gray and teal and turquoise and purple at the same time, you're more than welcome to. But if you talk to the designers they have on staff, they'll give you something modern and clean and attractive and something that'll wow your guests and family alike when they come in and see it. So get by when you get a chance. New Look Decorating on the Atlanta Highway, just where Bell Road dead ends. So if you're coming off Bell Road and you don't stop, you'll be in the New Look Decorating showroom. If you do stop, you'll be in the parking lot, and then you can walk in there and talk to the designers they have on staff. You can talk to Brett Lanham. You can talk to Brian Carr. You can really, really make a wonderful, wonderful day out of it. Get by there when you get the opportunity. 16 minutes after 11 o'clock, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, 84, has stopped by. We'll be back.
local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A one-stop truck repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
Yes! Mm-hmm. Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do buy
diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. One person, Dave, listening to this song is not tapping their foot at the very least.
But not one person is making the same moves you're making either. At least I hope not.
When a boy says he can't dance, he can't dance.
I told you guys that. I did not hide this fact. Doesn't mean I don't dance. It means I can't dance.
Well, some things you don't have to tell me.
Look, it's Tom Crean. He's on TV. DCCC faces mass staff shakeup. I got a phone call. We got Dave and Clay and Barron in the studio. Got Hall & Oates on the tunes.
Who doesn't like Hall & Oates?
This song is awesome. Dare I say fly? Because it is. The Goodson Group, Bo Goodson, speaking of awesome, speaking of fly, Bo Goodson is both fly and awesome. He is an amazing, amazing real estate professional. The guy has been in the business for, gosh, over 40 years. I don't want to age him too much by saying the exact number. But over 40 years, he's been teaching real estate classes, licensing classes for over 35 years. And he does it because he gets results. You know, people take his class, they pass the test. It's because he knows what he's talking about. He knows how to sell a house, not just list a house. Anybody can list a house. Any licensed real estate professional can come put a sign in front of your house and list your house. You want to sell your house. That's why you call Bo Goodson. 551-0225. 551-0225. TheGoodsonGroup.com is where you find them online. Don't forget that definite article at the beginning. TheGoodsonGroup.com. Not just GoodsonGroup.com. TheGoodsonGroup.com. So get by the website. You can shop for houses on there. You can look at the real estate class schedule. Check out the online real estate school. You can buy, sell real estate through Bo Goodson Real Estate and Bo Goodson Realty. Or you can have him manage your investment property, which a lot of people are doing these days. Good stuff, good stuff. Bo Goodson, GoodsonGroup.com, TheGoodsonGroup.com, 551-0225. Again, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, 84. And who is this?
It's the Master Thespian.
How art thou, sir?
Kyle, doing well. Your story about the baby in the freezer sparked back something that happened in our lives.
Hold on. Do you need a lawyer?
No.
Okay.
You do have the right to remain silent there, Master Thespian.
There are so many amendments in the Constitution of the United States of America. You can only choose one.
You can only choose one.
I think the statute of limitations over dead goldfish is over.
Oh, okay, good.
This is the sordid tale of Fluffy the goldfish.
All right.
Fluffy was goldfish we got at the fair. My second son just loved Fluffy, and he lasted about a month. You know how you go to get a goldfish at the fair, they don't last long. So I was all prepared to give Fluffy a burial at sea, and he was distraught. This is my son who later became an Eagle Scout, mind you. But he was distraught. No, we got to give Fluffy a proper burial. So we buried Fluffy in a box out in the backyard. Well, about a year later, we bought a house. So we were going to move from our rental house. And we were, packing things up, and my son comes to me and says, "Daddy, we got to bring Fluffy with us." And I go, "What? It's Fluffy. He's in the backyard. I know where the grave is. We can dig him up." So
how old are we talking at this time?
He's like 7, 8. He was third grade.
Okay. But did you point up in the heavens and say, "You see how blue it is up there? That's because it's a giant sea, and Fluffy is at rest. He's at peace up there, that giant sea. And he's swimming with the other little iron-sided goldfish, and he looks so good up there. You can't see him because he's so far."
Well, poor Fluffy, we exhumed the body.
Oh,
and because we had to keep him in a state of, pristine condition, we put him in the freezer, wrapped him up in a plastic bag. He went in the freezer.
Sam, let me stop you for just a second. Master Thespian, let me stop you for a second. I need to teach you a very valuable word that'll get you very far in life. Are you ready?
Yes. No.
No. We need to take word. Fluffy. No. Let's dig up Fluffy. No. Get the hell in the truck. It's a movie truck. Get in it. Go to the new house.
I know. Anyway, so we move to the house. Fluffy comes along with us. And 10 years later, we're cleaning out the freezer, and my wife finds this package in the back of the freezer. It's a little box in a plastic bag. And my wife goes, "What is this?" And I took one look at it and went, honey, don't open it. That's Fluffy. That's what's left of our poor goldfish. So he was saying, I didn't tell the children.
How degraded was his little corpse?
I don't know, but he was probably, stiffer than a board. He's been in the freezer for 10 years, but we got rid of Fluffy. He's now in a landfill somewhere here in Montgomery County, but yeah, I have to confess our sordid tale of goldfish in the freezer. Yeah,
might be the oddest phone call that we have ever had to this radio station.
This is up there with the guy Ben had to tell called Batman.
Yeah.
At least that guy was out of touch with reality. He had an excuse.
Well, I'm wondering about Master Thespian now.
Well, I tapped her on what happened. My children are adults, and every now and then I go, "Hey, you remember that tale about Fluffy the goldfish?" And they're all like, "No." It's fun to revisit past atrocities. I feel for that guy finding that box, people do weird things, man.
All right, Master Thespian, we appreciate it.
All right, bye.
Thank you. Bye.
That was odd.
I'm not saying there's never been a time I should have told my kids no and didn't, but I've never dug up dead animals out of the yard. All right? So, there's some lines I haven't crossed. I'm not saying there's been a line I haven't crossed. There's probably been some time I should have said no, and I was like, you know what? Ice cream at 2 in the morning? Why not? You're up. But I've never dug up a dead animal out of the yard and moved it to a new house.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
And I got somebody online, too, that can attest to the fact that I've never done that, because he is my progeny of the second iteration. Pearson.
Hello.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Very good.
Good. This is my young son.
Yeah, he's been on the air with us before.
Born all the way back in 2008. Did a spectacular job sitting in the seat presently occupied by one Otro Quattro.
11 years old. What's on your mind, my friend?
You were talking about blowing up toilet?
No, hey, Pierce, let me stop you. Let me stop you. If this story involves your father in any way, I mean any way at all,
tell it. Tell it now.
Then I need you to hang up, and I'll be home a little bit later after Reagan's game.
What if he's about to tell you that they blew up the toilet?
Oh, okay. Tell me. I'm just making sure. No, we're not metaphorically using blow up the toilet, and I'm somehow involved in this discussion. Okay, go ahead, son.
Okay, actually, this was not me or you.
Okay.
As you were glad. I'm sure you've done it. What I was saying was, I was reading something one time. There was a story about little boys doing stupid things. Well, not really little boys. It was written by an adult, so they considered my age to be little boys. There was a couple of idiots who got a can of gasoline and wondered what would happen if they poured it down the sewer drain and lit it on fire.
And what happened?
It blew up all the toilets on the block.
Whew.
On the whole block?
It's a lot of gasoline.
The entire block of sewage, the toilet just exploded.
Dude, one can of gasoline? What's that, 5 gallons? 3 gallons?
Depends on how big
something
the can
like
is.
That.
Yeah.
It didn't say.
Oh, well.
Well, I mean, if it's a 5 gallon can, then it would be 5 gallons.
Well, if it was
full. I don't know if the whole thing like just blew to pieces. But can
I give you some friendly advice, young man?
Yes.
Don't blow up any toilets. I mean, figuratively, you can. You know, if you had some of your dad's Midwestern chili with noodles, and you need to blow up the toilet, that's fine. But
don't. Oh, you've done that. It involves you.
I'm sorry.
It involves you.
I can't hear what you said. What'd you say?
I love you.
Oh, I love you too, buddy. Love you too.
Okay. Oh, if you want me to get a story number two, then it would involve you.
Oh no! Oh,
I was giving you an out, Pearson.
Are you still there, Pierce? Hello.
You're fixing to get dumped.
Dave was giving you an out.
Oh, he's breaking up really bad. I could barely hear. What, buddy?
I'm breaking up.
Yeah. All right. Talk to you later. Got out of that one quickly. That was almost a disaster.
Hey, good thing I'm not producing today.
Don't talk about your dad and toilets. All right, we'll be back. It's 11:30. That means we only have 30 minutes left of intellectually honest, philosophically consistent, factually correct, informative, and entertaining talk radio. You say you need a shot of the Henny, then you're ready. Do what you need to do. 'Cause I'll be waiting for you. It's about to get hot and heavy.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, 3 men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Do you like tough trucks and big bucks? Then come to Wind Creek Wetumpka for Gladiators and Greenbacks. Because we're giving away a 2020 Jeep Gladiator and $25,000 free play. You can start earning your entries to win now. Then come in on Saturday, August 31st for the chance to win a 2020 Jeep Gladiator. Then on Sunday, September 1st, you could win a share of $25,000 free play. It's Gladiators and Greenbacks, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
The Biscuits are back starting Saturday, July 27th with Christmas in July at Max Fireworks to start a 5-game series against I-65 rivals, the Birmingham Barons. Sunday, July 28th features a Little Crumbs Dressed Like a Player wristband giveaway, followed by a Golden Biscuits Monday and a Triple Play Tuesday presented by Warren Averett with $1, $2, and $3 concession deals and Pike Road Community Night. The series wraps up with a Military Wednesday presented by WOW. For more information, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com. Or call the box office at 323-BALL.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Mr. Electric on Oliver Road for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. As July ends and August begins, it's going to continue to be very hot, and the rain chances are sparse for a little while. For today, hot and humid again. Same thing tomorrow. High temperatures in the middle 90s both days, with the heat index getting close to 100. Low tonight, 72. Only widely scattered afternoon storms at best. Most towns stay dry. On Thursday, the storms will be in slightly better supply, with a high around 95, and the rain chances really start to pick up, I think, on Friday and Saturday, especially in the afternoon. Near an evening. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Sent to me from Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Have you seen this?
I have.
Oh, it's a shame I'm not there eating right now. Sauteed pancetta with tomatoes and arugula over linguine. That's a nice dish.
That's about as good as last week's.
That's a nice dish. You're talking about the shrimp, Tuscan shrimp? That Tuscan shrimp better be on the new menu when they release it. I'm going to start fighting somebody up there. Sauteed pancetta with tomatoes and arugula over linguine. That is an Italian delicacy right there, amigos. Get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen. There are two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen also caters. Don't forget to ask them about the catering menu. I was at a business just the other day, and they said they get the meal catered once a week. You know why? Increased productivity, right? You get more. You end up getting more work out of your employees than you spend on the food, because they're happy. It's like a treat, and they don't leave for an hour, hour and a half in the middle of the day. You know, you eat for 15 or 20 minutes, back to the desk, chain them back to the desk. You work and you be happy, and the beatings will continue until morale improves. You don't have to do that if you give them Midtown Pizza Kitchen, right? That's what I'm talking about. Midtown Pizza Kitchen is the carrot, not the stick. So ask them about their catering menu. Cater for your office. They're going to love it. You're going to love it. Everybody's going to be happy and healthy and not hungry. And that's kind of that's the goal. 36 minutes after 11 o'clock. One David L. Mallory. Three L's. M-A-L-L-L-O-R-Y. 184, a.k.a. Klabe. And got a little update here. You know why the Democrats
suck?
No, you would think with the demographic changes in this country, and with the fact that they have a built-in guaranteed stranglehold over young people with public education and colleges. And you would think with all the media, all Hollywood, all your little radio starlets, all those people all in unison supporting liberals and Democrats at every step of the way, and with the globalist corporatist narrative taking over all news, cable or network news, you would think that the liberals would have a built-in, cooked-in advantage. They could never lose another election. And then I get headlines like this out of the Hill. DCCC faces massive staff shakeup. It's the Monday night massacre. Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee saw a mass departure of senior staff late Monday amid outcry. What are they outcrying? They have a this is the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee. These are the people tasked with... There'll be an open seat here now that Martha Roby's not running. The DCCC will be tasked with coming in here trying to recruit a candidate and finance a candidate who might be able to win this for the Democrats, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not unheard of. Democrats have won the seat in the past. You know anybody who's ever run a campaign that's won a seat in this district?
Nope.
I'm just curious, Dave.
Yeah, exactly.
Not in an 08 range?
Yeah.
Nowhere in that day?
Yeah, rings a bell.
Rings a bell? So they're going to be tasked with doing what one Dave Mowry did. win a race in this district. And what are they worried about?
Russia.
No.
No, this is funny.
It's amid an outcry over lack of diversity within the committee's top ranks under Chairwoman Cherie Bustos. I don't know anything about Cherie Bustos. And it might be Cherie, C-H-E-R-I. But that's Cherie, right?
Yeah, I would think so. Or Sherry.
Yeah, Cherie or Cherie Bustos.
She's from Illinois, I think.
Yeah.
But I don't know anything.
Not a bad-looking broad.
I don't know anything else about her.
Born in 61. 57 years old. From Springfield, Illinois.
Is she a Caucasian?
She is.
Oh.
Communication director Jared Smith. Sounds like a boring white guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Political director Molly Rittner. Boring white girl. Deputy executive director Nick Pancrazio.
Sounds like a Greek.
A boring Greek.
Well, he sounds diverse to me.
Also white. Top communications aide Melissa Miller.
Boring.
And the committee's diversity director, Van Ornelas, all resigned on Monday. I'm looking up Van Ornelas.
So they quit their jobs?
Yeah, I guess.
So they could be woke?
I guess. Van Ornelas, the diversity director, is a boring white girl. I'm looking at her.
Hmm.
She appears to be like 25, maybe. This girl's a kid.
That's about right for the Dems.
That's what they're worried about. That's what they're worried about. They're not worried about taking over. Oh, wait a minute. I was looking at the wrong Van Ornelas.
Hmm.
This Van Ornelas appears to be Hispanic.
Wow.
Well, he's not white Hispanic.
Ah.
You remember the guy that killed Trayvon Martin?
Yeah.
White Hispanic.
White Hispanic.
Oh. White Hispanic. I heard a funny joke, but I can't tell it on the air. It's not a racist joke, but it's about dead people. I'm going to tell that.
Now we've already covered that in the first segment.
We don't want to do like 15 minutes on dead babies or anything. That'd be crazy. the exit's coming. This is what they were worried about. Too many white people around here. Have you guys looked around and seen all these white people? How do you expect to win races with all these white people?
But Maren, that's what the Democratic Party has become.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about any ideas.
Mm-hmm.
It's one, everything's free, mm-hmm. and two, minorities. That's what they're about now.
Do you guys know who Steve Leisman is?
Mm-mm.
CNBC, he was on Squawk Box, the balding guy. Male pattern baldness, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's that guy.
Got the cul-de-sac going on?
Got a cul-de-sac right on top of his head. You ever... I can't even look at Clay. I look over at 84. He's like I didn't say anything about it. I just commented that that's what he had.
Go on.
Steve Leisman may have accidentally explained why Chairman Jerome Powell of the Federal Reserve might be cutting rates even when everything in America looks like it's going swimmingly. I mean, we have decent inflation. It's right where they think it should be. The macro data has been trending in the right direction. And they're still going to talk about cutting by at least 25, maybe 50 basis points, the Federal Reserve rate. Steve Leisman dropped a little hint about why they might be willing to do it. In just 45 seconds this morning on television, he said this: if the Fed gets this wrong, I think that they think if they make a mistake here, the Fed could be gone.
Hmm.
Think about what happens when a person gets up at a rally and starts railing against the Federal Reserve and starts to create what could lead to congressional pressure on the Fed. Then you can imagine that there could be support for a different system. I think there's a lot of political downside risk to getting this wrong.
Hmm.
Is Donald Trump taking up Ron Paul's end the Fed mantle?
Hmm.
I'm not saying he is.
Well, I'd like to hear the audio, because he said, if the Fed gets this wrong,
then you know.
Then really, I mean, that would
then you know.
Tip me off.
I do not have the audio.
Well,
I do not have the
audio. But you love clips, though.
I do love clips. Now, you know me. If there's a clip available, I will play.
And contest. We need to do a contest.
Can we have a drawing to give away some trinket?
Let's do it Friday when the squad's here.
No worries. Just follow after me.
Wrong.
Gonna do the two-step and cowboy boogie. Grab your sweetheart and spin out with him. Do the hold down and get into it. Take it to the left now and dip with it. Don't throw down, take a sip with it. Now lean back, put your hips in it. Let's have some fun. To the left, to the left now. To the right, to the right. Now take your left hand and put it on your side. Gonna roll your shoulders. Do the slip and slide. This next part's my favorite part, cause it's time to shine. Gonna do the two-step, then cowboy boogie. Grab a sweetheart and spin out.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Down in Utah, Alabama, in 1965. Young man about 21, no different than you or I. He's catching catfish and getting drunk, but Uncle Sam comes.
show, Dave.
Got his laughter.
Coming to Montgomery, Alabama.
I heard that.
I was there 3 years ago when they came.
And I'm sure you'll be here or there when they come this time.
I believe that's a possibility. Heirloom Jewelers, also a possibility. Guys, you got... let me just explain something to you. We don't recommend you go by just anywhere, right? We vet our advertisers and make sure they're the best of the best. If you go by Heirloom Jewelers, you will understand what I'm talking about. You know, there's lots of ways to shop for jewelry. Number one way most people do is they go to some big box jeweler with a national corporate chain and overhead and a general manager and a sales manager and a finance manager and, you know, 39 salespeople, and there's high-pressure tactics and it's below-par jewelry and you're overpaying for it. Okay, that's one way to shop for jewelry. And most of you shop that way.
But you don't have to.
You can go to a guy who loves jewelry, who is the sales manager, who is the general manager, who is the finance manager, who has all the financing available that everybody else has. See store for details. You can go to a guy who has the knowledge and expertise. He's a gemological genius, a GIA-certified gemological genius. His name's Troop Booth, and he's at Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. I don't know which way east is, Baron. It's close to Vaughn Road and Bell Road, close to that corner.
Look for the wall, go past the wall, and then you're there.
I don't know anything about no walls. I know where the old Bruno's was. I know where the old Sonic was. I know where Do-Re-Mi Karaoke is. Cross the street. Cross the street, and you'll walk right into it. I recommend you drive across the street because that intersection is particularly busy. But go over there to Heirloom Jewelers, go in there, talk to Troop Booth, and then you walk out of there and tell me you don't agree with me, that he's the most knowledgeable, nice, and dare I say dashingly handsome young man in Montgomery. Third generation guy, understands the business better than anybody, and he's going to give you a good deal on anything you bring in to have valued, and he'll buy it right off your hands if you want him to. And... they'll give you a good deal on anything you want to buy from him. He's got great selection. Great selection. And one day, he's going to sell me that pirate ship coin bank he has. One day. He tells me right now, Baron, it's not for sale. I said, Francis Buckman told me, his father said everything's negotiable.
That's right. I didn't ask you how much it costs. I didn't ask you if it was for sale. I asked you how much you want for it.
That's right. I got a lot of stuff that's not for sale.
Exactly.
Name a price.
Yeah.
I got kids that aren't for sale. But you name a price.
Come on now.
We might have to do a little business. I kid. Pike Road School set to make history with the first full school system. This is the first year they will graduate a senior class at Pike Road.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. 100 kids in the senior class this year.
Yeah?
I think they said they were set up to take about 125 kids. 105 kids, here it is. 105 kids started since the 8th grade together, all graduating this year, assuming grade inflation is still a thing. The president of the Parent-Teacher-Student Association for the high school? We had a parent-teacher organization. We didn't have a parent-teacher-student organization.
Yeah, there was a movie made about that, the PTA. Yeah. Or Dolly Parton wrote a song about it or something.
No, that wasn't. It was a... Harper Valley PTA.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Gene Ripley? Not, who was it?
Who sang Harper Valley PTA? Harper Valley PTA was...
Gene Riley. I mean, I was off by like a letter.
You said Ripley.
I said Gene Ripley.
Yeah, Jeannie Riley.
So I've lost by one letter. I want to
tell you all a story. Great song. About a Harper Valley widowed wife. Anyway, I will say this. We still need a police department out in Pike Road. Gordo! You listening, buddy? Is Gordon Stone listening to this program?
Everybody listening.
Okay.
Come on.
Gordo, how about a police department? There are 1,000 children. What do we have here? Oh, 2,000 children in the Pike Road school system. As it stands right now, the total student enrollment based on projections will be more than 2,000. First day of school for Pike Road is August 21.
Are they stealing portables out there?
I don't know. I haven't been up to the waters in years. I have no business in the water. I have no reason to go out there. It kind of gives me a creepy feeling, actually. Actually, I'm kidding. I know lots of people out there.
What does it give you a creepy feeling?
Well,
it gives me a creepy feeling because I can't imagine living that close to somebody.
I mean, I'm born and raised, grew up in the country. I can't imagine being able to stick my arm out of my window and touch my neighbor's house.
That's not what gives me the creepy feeling. There just seem to be a lot of people paying attention to their neighbors over there.
It's because they live on top of each other, Baron.
You know what I mean?
Exactly, Dave. How can you not?
Like, I just feel like everyone within four houses would know when you argue with your wife.
It's like living in a... It's like living
in community.
Yeah, or living in a New York apartment or whatever. You got to learn to ignore.
Yeah.
I know they love some golf carts out there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's part of the...
There must be something if you...
that's part of the HOA. You must own a Dewey's golf cart.
If you live in Pike Road, you have to have a golf cart. And you have to let your underage teenage daughter drive it recklessly through the road after dusk.
Yes.
And if you don't, apparently you're some kind of a horrible father. Is that fair? Have I knocked it out of the park yet? Mm-hmm. Anyway, Gordon, we got 2,000 kids in schools out there. Get a police department.
I went to high school in Peachtree City, Georgia, which is literally built on four golf courses, and people drive golf carts as their second or third car. Never had a golf cart.
Because you're normal and sane.
Because my parents were mean, Baron.
No, I was deprived.
I was raised under rough conditions.
Yeah, it was terrible. In the ghetto of Peachtree City?
We had three-wheelers down in the country.
It's about the hood, man. It's Peachtree City.
Exactly.
Peachtree City. I know y'all got them, what they had back then, beepers, pagers, bag phones.
I've had all of them.
Sam.
Hey, man, y'all sound great this morning.
Of course we do.
That's why it's award-winning, Sam.
They don't hand awards out to lousy shows.
I believe I've said it before. I appreciate quality radio, and y'all are it.
Well, we agree. Thanks.
You gentlemen were talking a minute ago about communities.
Well, he uses the word gentleman loosely.
You two men were talking about a community a minute ago. And I'm looking here. My parents, they still take Time magazine, and they gave it to me this week to look at. And there's a nice article in here about our girl, Omar, and giving her background and talking about her community that she came from, a 50,000 of, what's the name of it, seat or something, in Minnesota. And, you know, they're getting Americanized slowly and whatnot. It reminded me of a news article. Y'all might remember this. The trouble that the postal inspectors were having. One of the top things imported in this country they were intercepting was animals poached, monkeys and whatnot. They call it bushmeat, sent over to the African communities. And that people that, you know, they weren't happy with the McDonald's and whatnot, and they wanted meat from their old world they came from. And anyways, I was thinking, you know, they're talking about rap names and monikers. Little Omar, I was thinking a good one for her might be Little Bushmeat. And hello?
Yeah. I was wondering as I logged this, I was like, you know, we've got like 15 minutes and we're like on our last rejoin for the song. And I was like, how are we going to fill it? Well, thanks, Sam. You filled it. Good job.
Thanks, buddy.
Dave.
Appreciate it.
Be rude to the callers.
That was a long setup for a not very good punchline. I'm just saying.
What did y'all go over yesterday? Do we need to have a caller seminar specifically on...
We just need to know the five Bs. Be brief, baby.
Man. I could not know... I did not know where that was going. He sounded nervous. To his credit, he sounded nervous. He'll get better. If he calls back again, he'll be better. By the third or fourth year he's calling, he'll be a crack caller. Eric.
Doubt it.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, Eric.
Man,
morning.
I always enjoy your show.
Of course you do. It's a great show.
I was just going to ask about the waters. Is there a resident restaurant out there like Hamstead?
They've had one come and go out there several times. I don't know if it's
there was a joint that if you drive all the way into the back of it, there was always...
Yeah, they're right on the corner there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure if it's open or not.
And I went once to the Hamstead, the restaurant. I can't... The city? I can't remember.
City Grill?
It's in Hampstead.
It's a fine restaurant.
It's excellent. The service is a second to none. But man, I'm gonna tell you, I down there had to file bankrupt when I got my deal.
Eric.
Wait,
whoever told you to go to City Grill should have given you a heads up that you're gonna drop $400.
They didn't. And believe you me, I cussed his ass out at work. A couple of days later, I said, "There you go. I should have gave him a gratuity and made him." But the service was second to none. But wow. I know I've often wondered if they was still. Was it a clubhouse? It ain't funny.
Hey, it's funny on this end because I ain't the one that got the bill.
I mean, damn near, I said, is it chapter 11 or 13? I don't know what the hell it is.
Hey, for our friends at City Grill, and my wife and I eat there a lot. So I don't want them mad at me and spitting my food. It's a phenomenal restaurant. It is my second favorite restaurant in town behind Midtown Pizza Kitchen. But they are not competitors. They're not competitors. Midtown Pizza Kitchen is home of the $9 lunch special. And I think the most expensive menu item they have is $13. I think the least expensive menu item is
$9 for a glass of water.
It's $13 for a glass of water. I don't recall. It might be for a cup of ice. Hell, I don't remember. It's been four. I should have had Baron with me when me and my wife went to eat. That way he could have looked over the ticket and the bill and assumed, well, you know what? Me being an attorney, this is a 13, not chapter 11. Because, I mean, I'm telling you the truth.
Look, it's high over there, but to me, and I got to run, Eric, because we're running out of time. That is a great call. To me, it's worth it though, because you get excellent food, you get great portions. The service is stellar. He said it's second to none. You know, like I said, after Midtown Pizza Kitchen is my favorite restaurant in town, and they're both favorites in different ways. Midtown Pizza Kitchen is when I want fine Italian food in a casual, relaxed, family friendly atmosphere, and City Grill is when I want to feel a little stuffy. But and you know you don't mind drinking a.
You want to feel like a Jeffrey Beauregard or Sessions the Thread.
When you don't mind spending $36 on a martini.
You know. As long as it's good.
It is excellent. It is excellent. That's as much free ad as you're getting, City Grill. I love the place. It's noonish, Dave. Your scheduled nooner has arrived. 84, appreciate you stopping by.
Yeah, good to see you, Klabe.
Joey is doing trunk twists in the corner.
That's right.
Trying to loosen up so he can reach to his left for the phone, reach to the right for the computer, left for the phone, right for the computer, left for the phone. Oh, he's stretching. He's stretching.
Only 21 hours, Baron.
21 hours, Dave. We'll do it again. You can go, you're going.